Kalim chapter 18, Mishnah 1, Hashida, a chest. Beishama Omrim Nimdedes Mibifnim. So we learned before that if a chest is 40 sayas or bigger, then it's not susceptible to impurity. And the reason being that at that point it's considered not really movable. You can't move it when it's loaded up. So if it's not movable, we learned out from the Pasuk that when it spoke about a sack, that a sack is movable when it's pure, and it's movable when it's empty, and movable when it's full. So anything has to be movable when it's empty and movable when it's full, otherwise it's not susceptible to impurity. So this chest, it's measured from inside, the 40 sayas. To get to the 40 sayas, you only measure the interior, say, by shama. That you measure it from outside, meaning you include the walls in the measurement of the 40 sayas, and by shama don't include the walls. But both agree that the thickness of the legs, and that the thickness of the legs and the thickness of the rims are not measured. So I've got a little picture here of the thing, but you can see the legs were just basically little legs protrusions there, and the rim was that they put around the top of the thing. They put a rim around the top. So it says they both agree, but the Kati explains this only means Beis Hillel agree, because Beis Shammah never hold the walls can be included in the measurement. So when they say they both agree means Beis Hillel says you include the rim and you include the legs in the measurement of the 40 sayah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, Moidim sh'ovi ha-raglaim v'ovi lizbezin nimdada, u'benayim eino nimdada. He says, no, Beis Hillel holds the thickness of the legs and the thickness of the rims are measured, but between them is not measured. The space between the legs over there at the bottom, you can actually see, he's like put it in light gray there. Can you see? Yeah, from leg to leg, that's not measured, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, he says, ima yu ha-raglaim, he says, if the legs were one tefach, then what's between them is not measured. But if not, then banam nimdad, then what is between the legs is measured, does count towards the 40 sayah. And the reason being that if it's so close to the ground, so we actually look at the ground as being the bottom of the utensil, and so we include that part in the measurement of the 40 sayah.